Welcome to your joy journey with Yolanda and Rodney. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so excited to be here with you today. I got a good one for you today. Today, Rodney and I are going to talk to you about manifesting the power of words. And you know, I really wanted to start off talking about this because I work in voiceover and I also work in corporate America. So I'm a corpreneur. That is a new word that we put corporation and entrepreneurship together because I am a corpreneur, but that's another discussion. Today, I want to talk to you about really manifesting and about really the power of your words. In the past, I remember when I first started out doing voiceovers, I was shocked every single time a person purchased my voice to be on their commercial, to be on their show, to be in their training. I didn't understand that my voice had its own value. So my words and my verbiage about my voice, they weren't winning words, is that what I would say. I would often say things like this, oh my goodness, do you think they will buy me? Do you think they want me? Do you think that I might be the one? Could I be good enough? Oh my goodness, those other voices are so much better than mine. Oh my gosh, he sounds just like an announcer. I don't sound like that. They may not like me. How many times do we do that about ourselves in different walks of life? I know that we all have those moments and those times when we're trying to figure out how to remove the can'ts and reform them into I can'ts. It is such a challenge that sometimes we actually create barriers for ourselves to get to the next level. Let me explain to you what that means. I remember I had an opportunity to audition for a Wayfair commercial, which is a big company, just in case you don't know what it is. And they said, hey, we want you to audition for this particular job. And I was nervous. I wouldn't read the script because I didn't think that my voice sounded like what they would want. So I have a coach. I went to my voiceover coach and my voiceover coach said, what the heck is wrong with you? And I was like, Dave, he was like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, well, I just don't think that my voice would be what they would like. He said, they asked you to come to the table and bring all of your authenticity and your excellence to the table. Take it to the doggone table. Let them tell you what it is. And if they're not the one and they don't like you, so be it. Someone else will. So what I learned from his conversation was to embrace who I am. And as opposed to saying what I can't do, I could talk about what I can do. And as opposed to talking about who I am not, I changed my verbiage to who I am and what I will do. And my children actually have a mantra where they talk about their I am statements every single day. And I say them with them because guess what? I am in the process of becoming and in doing more. And I will tell you, yep, I did get the Wayfair commercial. I work with Wayfair often. And they often tell me, hey, we enjoy your energy. See, I made it all about my voice. They were looking for something else. And I didn't even know it. And then once I changed my perspective and I shifted, it was like a key that went into the lock and clink, clink, it opened a door. And not just one door, but many doors. When I was able to open my mind, accept who I am, and now say, I will, I am, I can, then more started to come and is continuing to come and can come for you as you pursue joy every single day. You can, you will, you are. With that, I'm turning it over to my brother Rodney.
Absolutely. So Yolanda made me think about the word becoming. Becoming. If you think about any time we use the word come, right? To come. Just make the motion with your left hand. Take your left hand, left hands only, no cheating, and make the motion come here, right? When you make the motion to come to you, that means whatever is away from you is getting really, really close. It's already there. Well, the word becoming brings whatever it is that we want to make into existence to where we currently already are. This is the essence and the energy behind becoming. This is the manifesting. And so when Yolanda said that she had her perspective unlocked, it is very similar to the little acorn that has locked within it the mighty, mighty, mighty oak tree. And as we change our perspective, And as we unlock what's already inside of us, we get to manifest. We get to become. And that's about mindset. So as we continue on our joy journeys, small things like instead of saying, I cannot, as Yolanda pointed out, we say, I can, I am. We rephrase so that the power of our words brings into being the who that we want to become. And with that being said, I turn it back over to you, Yolanda.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. We are wishing you a fantastic day, and we look forward to hearing from you about your successes, and we will see you back here real soon. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
See you soon, guys.